We have scheduled a planned outage which will affect your electric service. Crews will be upgrading and replacing transformers.
Well,
that was the notice that led to...
I have some background in negotiations, and this much I can assure you. If I can get one other person to join me here today to vote no on renewing these agreements, that within the next few hours, you will have somebody in your office asking what they do need to do to make sure to get an agreement. And what I'm suggesting to you is say the council has expressed a concern about this kind of a policy that allows this to happen in front of people's homes, and we'll get those agreements fixed forthwith, and we can vote on them again, I bet, as soon as next week.
Commissioner Leonard and council, I would caution you, this is an area in which there is a lot of litigation. And
so we don't have the right to negotiate what we think is appropriate?
There would be risks associated with refusing to renew these and telling these companies that they have to remove their facilities.
I didn't say they have to remove it. I said, I'm talking about, you're asking, we're voting today on an agreement, a franchise agreement that includes, I'm assuming, their rights to put certain things in the right of way. What I'm suggesting to you is that we not approve these today, and that the reason being because of this kind of structure being erected in people's neighborhoods, and this council's not going to approve agreements that allows that, I'd feel a whole lot better about them if they agreed that this was a problem, remove this, this should be removed, located at a better site, and our agreements reflect that they can't do this kind of thing in the future without our express approval.
So if I could ask some clarifying questions to, I think, that useful comment. You normally extend these for how many years?
Well, these have been, the policy has been that the cable office has been following is to extend these during the time period in which they've been developing a policy.
No. Normal agreements for wireless are how many years? 5 years?
5 years.
Okay. And this is for 1 year?
Right.
Okay. And you're doing that so that this policy can be in place before you do another 5-year agreement, because we can't go back on a 5-year agreement retroactively, I assume, without some difficulty.
We cannot unilaterally amend the agreements once they are in place. The Oregon courts.
When do these expire exactly?
June 30th.
And what is your understanding of if we let them expire? Do we have a council meeting between now and the 30th, just trying to get some basic facts on the table?
No.
And the council, there is a city code provision that provides that you may not place things in the right of way without a franchise. So we would have a legal issue regarding their authority to continue to locate in the right of way if this was not extended.
And Commissioner Saltzman, with a degree of certainty, how long will it take for us to consider and approve some?
We expect to have this before the council in the next couple of months. I don't know, Dave, if you want to.
Correct. We have a companion process going that where we have a public process, and that includes industry and the pole owners.
So how long do you need?
We need a couple of months.
Okay. So
we had a survey online. We had about four times as much response to that as we'd anticipated. Staff just last week finished analyzing that data. Now we take that data as well as our 5-year experience here, wrap it into some amendments to deal with the aesthetic issues that we're discussing now.
So do we want to, can we shorten the from a year to 3 to 6 months? I want to make sure that the council understands, having dealt with sort of we're often the first responders in transportation to these complaints, is you're talking about moving. And I want this kind of leverage, but you're talking about moving in front of somebody else's business or somebody else's house. So I want to make sure that you all have enough time to think through a good revised process for us in the future. So if you need 3 months or 6 months instead of a year, I think that makes sense. I'm glad you...
Sam, there's one other option which has been explored, which is you can, on major thoroughfares, you can actually co-locate.
Right.
And the co-locate makes a heck of a lot of sense.
And they don't do that the way they should be.
I understand, but having gone into this issue somewhat, I will tell you that sometimes you can't put everything on co-locations on arterials. Again, I'm the first that would love more tools But I just want to make sure that, you know, we feel good today and then we have problems reaching, you know, reaching into months from now. I just want to make, if you need 3 to 6 months.
Well, I do not want to mislead. My instinct tells me if this is going to move into an area of a discretionary review, it's going to take a lot more than 3 months to develop. What is the criteria? Then we may have to provide appeals. Who's going to staff it at this point? As I understand it, neither our office with 9 folks or your street systems management office with 5 or 6 or 7 folks is resourced to do that. So out of the gate, if the council's direction is for the bureaus, which we've been working together with development services and planning as well, to move what's happening in the right-of-way to a discretionary review, that's one threshold. The other threshold that we would run into is we'd be running into have a discretionary review for wireless facilities, but what do we do with 120,000 poles and thousands of cable boxes and everything else that's in the right-of-way that doesn't, and we have that level playing field that Ben alluded to earlier as well.
They should think about, I hear you and I appreciate the position, but the cell phone companies need to think about that themselves. And my sense has been, since I've been on the council, and we've had land use hearings on this subject, and what I've discovered there is that they do not, and that's been the basis for each of my no votes, is that they do not make an earnest attempt to co-locate. Because their competitor owns the pole, and what I've got them to admit here is that they have to pay them more than it's worth, and that's not our problem. And what I'm seeing here is just flat offensive, and I'm prepared today to vote against these agreements and let them expire until they figure out how to behave more like partners in this community. And I understand it may disrupt people's cell phone service and whatnot, but this is kind of bullying to me. This is like coming, and I believe it just as Commissioner Fish has characterized it, that they're probably rude and abrupt with people. I would be very upset if I woke up and found that outside of my house. And I will tell you the only way that I'm going to feel comfortable to support this is to have the specific language in there so they actually make the earnest effort to do what the code currently requires, that they co-locate these facilities. And then secondly, if they can't find commercial ways where it fits in with the landscape, and there are much more, there are much more aesthetically appealing cell phone towers than this available on the market today that can blend in with the landscape. I don't think that approving these today is appropriate until we get the language that we're comfortable with that gives us the protection we need.
Commissioner Leonard, the cautionary note I would strike is that if they don't have the ability to put these in place and if there is some legal uncertainty as to their ability to have them remain in place, that will squarely place us in the crosshairs of the cases we've otherwise been successful on with Quest and Time Warner, in that the courts would view that more likely than not as being prohibitory.
Well, I think that's unfair. I think that's unfair, and it's unfair for this reason. I feel like I'm being told I have to vote on this and nothing else, this agreement and nothing else. And all I'm suggesting to you is I'm not comfortable voting on an agreement that doesn't address what I think are the very reasonable concerns that I've expressed.
So what if we extend them by 6 months, therefore
that's too long.
Policy to be in place?
That's too long.
About 3 months.
Well, one of the reasons we went with this amount of time was because that's what we collectively have done with other extensions of the franchises to December of 2009.
But then you allow this kind of thing to continue
We will do as you direct.
Well, Randy, I would, and I appreciate your comments, because there's a process in place and because I have my concern about leverage and recognizing there's some legal issues here that we want to look at, would the council be comfortable if we just amended this to a three-month extension for now, 3 months, and then we can always revisit the question? But that, I think, puts some pressure on the players, including us, to get a policy
with one provision to that. And I think I'm afraid that if, with all the best of intentions, having been through this before, that the next 3 months they'll start piling in their applications to get under. So I would just say,
I'd say 30 days. 30 days is enough to sit down and draft something to address.
Can I ask a legal question? If they turn in a completed application before we might change or seek to change our procedures, does a completed application mean that they come in under the existing code? or do you know?
It could, but bear in mind their primary holdup is not with the city. It's in negotiating for the rights to occupy the utility pole. The staff over at PDOT has explained it to me that they will get a notice from the utility, and it may be up sometimes as long as a year
or longer
before the actual application comes in, because the utility and the cell phone company have spent that much time negotiating the specific terms of who's going to cover the cost of the replacement pole and what kind of pole will be necessary, et cetera. So it's not us that's holed up the process. It's the utility and the cell phone company. So I don't know at this point in time whether we'd get a flurry of them, but if we were to get a flurry of them, it's unlikely that they would be able to get that through the utility process given prior experience.
You had a comment?
There are just six pending right now in your office that the applications aren't complete.
All right, so I just take the pulse of council. Is there support on council for 3 months?
Well, I guess I'm not.
I'm more comfortable 6 months. I'm taking to heart what Ben said about us playing into their hands. And even though it may not sound like it, like we're taking the hardball attitude, I think he's more cognizant of all the litigation we're involved with these companies. And if we're creating a legal uncertainty by 6 months, which we probably are, I'm just concerned how that's going to play out. Well, we're working on a policy. We're going to have it before council in a couple months. And I think we should at least extend these for 6 months.
Well, the only concern I have is that by extending it 6 months, we can assure ourselves of more of these edifices being constructed in residential neighborhoods. If we don't vote this through today, I appreciate Ben's concern. I want you to know I understand your caution, but I also know that absent an agreement, the cell phone companies are going to be a little terrified, and I figure that they need to, sooner rather than later, figure out a solution to problems like this. And I'm not really fearful that we're going to go out and start ripping up cell phone towers in the right-of-way absent an agreement. I mean, I'm pretty comfortable we're not going to do that. But I do think it's going to cause you to have some leverage in sitting down and discussing with them in the next 2 weeks an appropriate amendment to the current agreement that gives us the ability to not allow this kind of thing to happen in people's neighborhood. And I would feel a whole lot better and be a little more lenient if they agreed to yank that out of this neighborhood.
So I just, to facilitate really clear communication, Ben, if we did that, and I know that Commissioner Leonard's intentions are good, what response do you think the cell phone companies would make?
Given the experience in San Diego, San Francisco, Anacortes, Washington, other cities up and down the West Coast, I think the first reaction will be for them to contact their lawyers and gear up for litigation.
Based on what? That we didn't agree to language that we have the right to negotiate? We have to agree to whatever they tell us to agree to?
No, that's not the way the process came out before, and it's not the way we're anticipating the process
coming
out now.
All I'm saying is, between now and 2 weeks from now, why can't you sit down with them and say, we have a problem with language that allows, the lack of language that allows us to regulate these kinds of placements? That's it. It's not we're saying you can't operate. We want language that protects.
No, I think he understands. Your reply, Ben?
In part, I think it's a staffing problem. I'm not sure that staff is going to be able to, within 2 weeks, wrap this up and have something.
I'll write
back
the language for you. All you have to do is give it to them.
So there is a possibility that if we provide for an appeals process and staff up for an appeals process, is there not a possibility under the federal rules that we could comply with the federal rules and have more influence on where these poles are exactly placed?
The San Francisco and San Diego litigation and the Anacortes litigation all arose out of challenges to the city the city's asserting authority over the aesthetics of the facilities. And if the stand that the city is going to take is that we are going to assert more authority over the aesthetics of these facilities.
Does that mean placement?
Setting aside, well, not placement, but aesthetics.
I'm talking about placement, not aesthetics.
We understand. Go ahead, Ben.
We will need to identify resources because a large part of the placement issues pertain to the engineering drivers of providing coverage for consumer demand. And so we will have to gear up because it will become discussions among engineers about whether or not what they are proposing or what we would counter propose is the appropriate. So it will be a discussion among experts.
And so why didn't these other communities go after placement?
Some of them did. Most of the litigation right now is over whether or not there's any authority to regulate the placement of them whatsoever.
So what's the legal precedence for placement?
Well, right now, the San Diego case, the district court struck down the city's regulations altogether. The Ninth Circuit... Which included placement. The Ninth Circuit affirmed, and they held an en banc oral argument. En banc means they decided to reconsider that, and the oral argument on that reconsideration occurred this morning. The city attorney's office, working with outside counsel, filed an amicus brief in that case. Our office.
But if I just jump in on one point. If a city council takes action that a utility wireless company disagrees with, they have the right to go to court and challenge it. If the parties try to negotiate a reasonable system at the table, come up with something, I mean, they have some concerns here because there's bad publicity, there's potential health risks, notwithstanding Congress saying we can't consider those things. They have a myriad of concerns in addition to protecting the legal position. Doesn't preclude them from negotiating with us a system they can live with.
And have they, my question leads to, have they ever done that in any city on the West Coast, let's say, or do they do this as a rule, or do they just fight it in court? And I'm trying to find out a little bit more of what happens when it goes to court.
I do not have an answer for you on their willingness to participate in negotiations. I am very familiar with the extensive litigation history that has been going on in this area.
You said this morning the full Ninth Circuit basically affirmed a lower court.
No, the full Ninth Circuit heard oral argument this morning on the reconsideration of the prior three-judge panel's affirmation.
They just heard it this morning.
So it sounds like there is intense interest on behalf of every member of council to be able to provide for more local control, ideally cooperatively, between the city and the providers. And it sounds like there'd be support on council to provide some time for those conversations to happen between how many days? What's your minimum?
Well, I'm not understanding. I mean, I hear your issue on the aesthetics. I'm not hearing you say we don't have the right to negotiate the placement.
He actually said that San Diego, which is the one that's in court today.
He said it was wrapped up in it. He didn't identify that as the
issue. No, placement is one of the issues you said, Ben, right?
Well, getting back to a point that was made earlier this morning, I'm not aware of legal precedents specifically on that issue of placement.
So what's in what did San Diego do?
San Diego's was a land use regulation, including locating in the right-of-way, and the entire scheme was struck down.
That's not placement?
Placement was probably a part of it. I don't know for certain.
Okay.
And we're not suggesting here making this part of the formal land use proceedings of the city. Some of the things that I have concerns about are adequate and clear notice to affected communities, some kind of process whereby you have to get a permit and we have a chance to review it and engage about alternatives. If it's in front of a daycare facility or in front of a home, I mean, one of the arguments these homeowners made is that they wonder whether they could ever sell their home again.
I understand.
In front. So
I think these,
it's a matter of notice and some kind of opportunity. It may
so the
not
question
be
before us, the question before us today is how much time, by how much time do you want to extend these? I think the arguments have all been put out there.
I move 30 days.
30-day extension.
30-day extension. We can take it up again, but we'll get a prompt response.
I'll do it in 30 days. I'll do it 30 days. If you'll agree at the end of 30 days, if we don't have the right language, you'll join with me in voting against it.
All right, 30 days. I'm going to take that as a motion. Is there a second?
I'm moving. 30 days.
I know. Is there a second?
I'll move 6 months.
Well, first off, there's no second to the motion. Do I get a second as chair? I don't, do I?
You can. Yes, you do.
I'm going to have to change hats here. Yes, you actually can. This is not a body in which you are forbidden.
For the sake of discussion, 30 days. And what exactly do we want to have happen in 30 days, Commissioner Fish, again, just so we give good direction to staff, or 6 months, or however long we end up deciding this?
I hope Commissioner Fish sticks with 30 days, and I hope Commissioner Saltzman sticks with 6 months, because I intend to vote against both of them, and then in the end, my will prevail.
Jesus. But you lack in humility, you more than make up for in wishful thinking. So whether it's what do you want to happen in 30 days, Commissioner Fish?
Well, ideally, we'd have a proposal that was already prepared by the city on how we're going to address this going forward. I would think in 30 days to have a council and the office contact these providers and engage them in discussion about whether they're prepared to negotiate with us over some reasonable restrictions on placement of cell phone towers and talk about some of these case studies. And we'll either get a willingness to do that and possibly even an agreement to do a moratorium until those negotiations are finished. Or we'll get a letter from council, and we'll know where we stand when it expires after 30 days.
Okay, I seconded this motion, and I'm going to speak against it because I think that our chances for moving forward actually are best achieved not taking on specific companies and not letting them decide. I'd rather take this on as a policy. I'd rather not have the legal shops of three companies suddenly focused on trying to defeat the city. I'd rather have a policy that we can agree to. I'd like, if you can come back to us within 3 months of that in 3 months with that policy. I know you might want longer, but there's great urgency up here.
You've yet to discover if you have three votes for that, Commissioner Adams.
So we have a first and a second on the floor for 30 days. Unless there's more discussion, we're going to call the vote on that. Carla?
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
No.
Saltzman?
No.
Adams?
No. So I propose, am I allowed to make a motion?
For sure.
I propose 3 months, and if we see, I propose that you come back within 3 months and you keep close eye on these applications. PDOT does this as pro forma. This is not their area of expertise. You keep close eye on these applications, and if we start seeing a bunch of applications coming in because they're trying to get under the deadline, then we can play hardball, as Commissioner Leonard suggests. So my motion is 3 months. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there additional discussion except for Commissioner Leonard?
That's just outrageous.
All right, let's call the vote.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
No.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. All right. We now are voting on a three-month extension. We'll vote individually unless there's further discussion on 895, 896, 897.
Point of clarification. So on ordinance number 895, the...
Well, they're emergency ordinances, aren't they?
They are emergency. Yes, they
that's
are.
That's just too bad. That's really too bad.
Oh.
All right, let's...
The amendment would be to replace in line 3 of paragraph A, December 31st, 2009, to September 30th, 2008.
That's what we just did.
Right. I'm just, for the record,
moralizing that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if these emergency ordinances fail, what is the implications of that?
Well, all three of these, I believe, otherwise expire on June 30th, 2008, the city code provides that if this if someone does not have a grant of authority from the city council, whether by franchise or otherwise, then it is unlawful for them to have facilities in the right of way.
We could have these this tower removed.
Well, it would not just
July
be this
1st.
Tower. It would not just be this tower. It would be all of the facilities in the right of way.
Can we start with this tower?
Okay, Commissioner Leonard, if I thought your way forward was in the best interest of the folks that are affected by these towers, which have shown up across North Portland and the city, and we've dealt with for years, if I thought your way forward would get us closer to some local control, I would support you. However, I think that letting these franchisees lapse, which will immediately, I can guarantee, have their legal shops after us. They have considerable, all of these.
So we agree to an agreement or else? That's the way these negotiations go? You agree to this or else?
Unfortunately, this is coming to the city council with days left on their franchise.
It's not my problem. I mean, I'm tired of dealing with a group of people who are so wantonly disregarding the livability of our city. And
I agree with you.
I'm intractable on that issue. I mean, they've demonstrated to me time and again their lack of respect for our community on a number of levels. And as far as I'm concerned, they can sit down quickly and negotiate the appropriate language, and I'm happy to meet again, vote again, but
any other discussion?
Aren't you telling them, in essence, the same thing you say they're telling us?
Yes.
Agree with us or not?
Yeah. No, I mean, I have the right to agree to agreements or not. It doesn't have the language in it that gives us at least the ability to put them in a more appropriate place, and I'm not comfortable with that.
And the risk is that we might lose control over this altogether.
Well, we'll see. I don't think that's true. We'll see.
But what I would suggest, if we don't, since it appears that we're not going to have the votes to extend and therefore these ordinances are going to fail, is that I think the strong message of council is that we would like these providers to come to the table and address these concerns.
Exactly.
And the concern may be, one answer may be, look, we understand your concern. We'll agree to a moratorium.
Let's set it over till tomorrow.
Do we have an agenda tomorrow, Carter?
Yeah.
We do. The budget items.
Set it over till tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
I'm happy.
And then what are we going to do tomorrow?
Let's see how bad they want to have an agreement. I mean, we're not asking for anything unreasonable. We're asking for not to put these things in front of people's houses and neighborhoods.
Just hang on here. What do you want to have happen between now and tomorrow?
Give them a call. Say, we have a problem. And the problem is that the council's upset that you're doing stuff like this and not placing them in commercially acceptable places. I mean, that's a simple land use.
So commercial zoning.
Put them in main thoroughfares on right. I've advocated for them to use utility poles, use commercial.
So arterial streets. I'm just trying to get clarity here.
Commercial,
arterial streets and
business
in neighborhoods
districts
that are zoned commercial and, I assume, industrial.
That's the very policy we're working on.
With adequate notice.
Well, it doesn't seem to be working too well.
With notice.
If that's the result.
With adequate notice to the affected community, however we define that, with some adequate, non-misleading notice that's going to happen, and then some agreement as to where they're going to be located.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, the aesthetic issue comes down to people from the telecommunications industry saying that they paint these poles black to blend
in. Unless there's objection, we will set this over to tomorrow. And the conversation that council would like you to have with these three companies is that they agree to co-locate. They agree to place their equipment or their poles in along arterial streets or in commercial or industrial zoned adjacent land because they're in the right-of-way. And that there's a notice that I assume we will hear their best ideas on what constitutes adequate notice. And this is what this is just between today and tomorrow. Anything else?
I would say the feasibility of removing that pole from
the neighborhood. Yes, exactly. That would.
Do we even know one of these carriers is responsible for that pole?
We do. That's T-Mobile.
Are they one of these three?
Are one of the three?
No, they're not.
Okay.
Well, there goes that.
VoiceStream, T-Mobile.
Oh, it is VoiceStream.
With all due respect, there are houses all over the city that have had complaints over the years, and I think that last condition is a bit much.
Like this? There are these in residential neighborhoods?
All over the city. That we have been told by...
Is that right? I've never seen anything like that in a residential.
Oh, boy.
As Sam pointed out, they're in North Portland. They're in various places. You won't find one in the Grant Park neighborhood in front of a house.
Yeah.
So those are the four things. This particular poll, I just don't think it's fair because I don't think it's fair to pick on just the one beneficiary when there are potential beneficiaries across the city. So I object to that last piece. So those four things is what we're asking staff to look at between now and tomorrow. And we'll hear this at 2 o'clock. Is the budget? What is it? It's the city's budget?
It is the budget.
It's the budget items.
I would just put it on the regular
The
agenda.
CRC is a work session. Right. So we'll put it at following the budget tomorrow.
Right.
So we're holding it over unless there's objection to tomorrow. Thank you. Any other discussion on items 895, 96, 97? Hearing none, we will move to 898. This is an emergency ordinance.
898, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah Department of Human Services Area Agency on Aging to support senior service centers for the period July 1, 2007 through June
30,
2008.
Is there any discussion from council since there's no staff?
Here? Don't ask.
All right. This is an emergency. You don't get to talk.
No, no, Sam. Do you remember when Newt Gingrich had the camera in the house?
Yeah,
turn so you can show that you're talking to an empty chamber. I just want to say for the benefit of the 300 people that are here.
Exactly.
All right. Is there anyone here that would like to testify on this issue? Hearing none, this is an emergency ordinance. Carla, please call the roll. Did you read it?
I did.
Okay.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman? Adams?
Aye. Item number 899, which is an emergency ordinance.
Renew intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County to provide funds for Department of School and Community Partnerships for the Sun Community Schools Initiative.
Any discussion or questions from council? Anyone in the room that would like to testify on item 899? Please call the vote.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Item 900, an emergency ordinance.
Authorize grants to 5 Portland school districts for out-of-school hours youth programs.
Any discussion from council? Anyone in the room that would like to testify? This is an emergency. Please call the vote on item 900.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Item 901, an emergency ordinance.
Authorize a sponsorship agreement with Little League Baseball, Inc. to contribute in excess of $150,000 to Portland Parks and Recreation for the construction of improvements at Lillis Albina Park.
Any discussion from council? Anyone in the room that would like to testify on item 901? Hearing none, this is an emergency. Please call the vote.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Item passes. Item 902, an emergency ordinance.
Authorize a contract and provide for payment for the development of South Waterfront Greenway Central District, Southwest Gibbs Street to Southwest Lane Street, Phase 1.
Any comments or questions from council? Anyone in the room that would like to testify on item 902? This is an emergency ordinance. Please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
It passes. Item 903, this is second reading, vote only.
Approve the Simon and Helen Director Park as a name for the South Park Block 5.
Please call the vote.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Passes 904, second reading, vote only.
Assess property for sidewalk repair by the Bureau of Maintenance.
Please call the vote.
Fish?
I just want to point out we did have a little hearing on this, I think, last week, and the council was comfortable with the assessment and rejected the arguments that were made. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. We stand recessed till 2 o'clock tomorrow.